This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Domestic Fuel, and I'm with Daniel Oh, who is the president and COO of REG. Daniel, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for giving me this time.
Well, Daniel, exciting day. You spent the morning with USDA Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who used to be governor of Iowa, and you also spent the morning with Administrator Lisa Jackson of the EPA and a lot of her team. How did this all come about this morning?
Well, it's just a great opportunity to host two of the most influential government leaders that really affect biofuels today. And Secretary Vilsack and Administrator Jackson worked together on different issues, and we received a request on an educational and countryside tour to come by and see a biodiesel facility. And, of course, we wanted to support that, so we helped coordinate and bring all the folks together today for this visit so we can talk more about the great things biodiesel is doing and how the government has been assisting and what we need to do together to really cement the industry moving ahead.
Well, let's talk a little bit, Daniel, about sort of where you have been and where you're going, the state of the industry per se. You've struggled a little bit in 2009, 2010. That was rectified with some three major events that happened almost simultaneously in December, and now we're going into a year. You know, let's talk a little bit about what happened in December and how the industry, such as REG, has been ramping up at the beginning of this year.
Between 2008 and 2009, like the rest of the country, the economy was in a really tough time. On top of that, we had lost an important market in Europe because of countervailing duties on an anti-competitive basis from that market. And inflation in all commodities made it tough to produce biodiesel at a margin that made sense. In 2010, in December, three big things happened. The first was RFS2 was effectively implemented about 2.5 years later than expected, but it came on. July 1st, the rules were out, but the petroleum industry, through their trade association, put a lawsuit in place to block it. That was overturned completely. Second thing is the EPA, through their RVO, or Renewable Volume Obligation, reaffirmed advanced biofuels, which includes biodiesel, and said absolutely the numbers are going to be what we want them to be, which is a good base of business for 2011. And then the third, also very important, is the blender's credit was restored for 2010 and made fully in effect for 2011. So all of that together created a demand base that has caused the industry to start getting back on its feet, producing excellent fuel and meeting the needs of the country.
So, Daniel, how have the obligated parties been in this process? Are they back up on what you would consider sort of schedule to meet their obligations? Are some of them holding off? And if so, what are some of the reasons some of these obligated parties are holding off as to why they might be doing that?
Well, it's early days in the year. As we look at national biodiesel data, we don't yet see the volume being purchased that, if you extrapolate that, would cause the obligation that the obligated parties have to buy biodiesel to be fully completed by the end of the year. Now, that doesn't concern us in the sense that we see volumes increasing every month. However, the obligated parties have different positions, and in good faith, I think they're all trying to comply, but some of them have the distribution base to do biodiesel, others don't. Some are trying to figure out how to sell. Some are trying to figure out how to even purchase and handle biodiesel. So what we really need moving ahead is to get to a point of view over the next 2 or 3 years where we have a new market equilibrium, where those plants that deserve to be around and are highly competitive and produce great fuel are running at high utilization, and the obligated parties are being served in a low-cost, efficient way. In this year, what we really need to see is greater buy-in sooner so that the right plants can actually get up and running and provide the RINs that are necessary for the full year's obligation.
Now, the EPA oversees RFS2 in ensuring that the obligated parties do, in fact, make their obligation.
Right.
So what do you need EPA to do to help support the industry, and how do you plan on working together with them to make sure that the obligated parties do, in fact, meet their obligation?
Mm-hmm. Well, the obligated parties, first of all, are our customers, and we're delighted to serve them. And what REG is doing all day long is providing a compliance opportunity, but more importantly, supporting energy security, cleaner air, and lower carbon emissions. That said, the unintended outcome might be that because obligated parties are trying to figure out the right time and the right manner in which to purchase biodiesel, they don't create enough demand early enough in the year to bring plants online. They clearly are there. There are more than enough plants in the country to produce what's necessary. But it takes some time to get up and running. So we really want to see the obligated parties buy biodiesel sooner, get the plants up that need to be up and running, so it's much simpler to deliver the volume. At the EPA level, simply reaffirming that this is a serious obligation and that they care is probably all that's necessary, because the obligated parties in good faith want to do the right thing anyway.
Well, it sounded like from the briefing this morning that, you know, Vilsack's very supportive of biofuels and biodiesel, and it sounds like Administrator Jackson is really opening the doors to the industry and wanting to work more closely mm-hmm. with the biodiesel industry. So moving forward, you know, how quickly do you think you'll be out meeting with them in D.C. and really working with them to ensure some of these issues don't happen?
Well, we feel like we've got an excellent working relationship with both departments, Department of Agriculture and then the EPA. And I expect within just a few weeks we'll be out there exchanging even more information, making sure that the EPA and the USDA are well-armed with the information they need to make good decisions. We're a resource available when they need us, and we'll be pushing forward.
And, Jenny, one quick change of subject. You mm-hmm. do have the biodiesel tax credit was reinstated in December.
Yep.
That is up again for renewal this year. How confident are you that you'll maintain that tax credit and keep moving forward?
Well, it's absolutely essential that we do maintain it. Great support for jobs, green jobs, family wage type jobs that are there throughout our industry. It helps support agriculture. It's really helping to support the installation of infrastructure for biodiesel distribution, which often is also put in with other biofuels at the same time. It's not at all clear where it's going to be at the end of the year because of the overall budget struggles that the federal government's having right now. I believe personally that there's no one that has any practical objection to a blender's credit. However, it's not the biggest thing on the table. And what we saw happen in 2010 was nobody had any objection to it, and we also were not the biggest thing on the table. So it took a long time to get it through, even though we had full support. So not at all confident. What we do have in the background is Renewable Fuel Standard 2, but blender's credit uncertainty makes it harder for customers to make decisions. And what we really want is a predictable, reliable marketplace for all parties so we can deliver great, high-quality fuel at a fair price and our customers get what they need. And any other pricing uncertainty makes that a harder thing to do.
Great. And Daniel, is there anything else you want to add about the events here today?
We were just delighted. We had a couple of our industry colleague companies, POET and Green Plains Renewable Energy. It's an ever more integrated world, and I think their participation was an example of how integrated agriculture, value-added agriculture applications, biofuels, and the like are getting. And we were pleased to have everybody in the room together.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.